Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
You've all heard us talk at nauseam about how much we love thebeardstruggle.com and to use our coupon code torture19.
From the oils and balms to the growth kits and shampoos, we love us some Beard Struggle. And saving money with our code torture19.
Well, now the Beard Struggle has a private VIP membership, the Viking Elite Black Card. It's composed of a community of beardsmen with access to exclusive deals, priority shipping, pricing, and perks with their premier partners.
You'll get year-round access to all special reserve and black collection scents, and get to take part in the decision-making, casting your vote for the scents they revive, and join exclusive beta product testing to shape their upcoming launches.
Stand apart with their exclusive black card apparel and merchandise, attend exclusive events and meetups around the globe.
Custom NFC functionality allows you to easily refer customers and earn commissions with a tap, and you could win monthly cash and product giveaways.
Extended money back guarantee, free shipping insurance, and priority customer service with a dedicated line ensuring quicker response times and priority assistance.
Not to mention getting unmatched discounts on their partner brands.
Yeah, partners like Warg Fitness, Armorillo Coffee Beans,
Heathen Motors, Leviath Apparel,
Stonecott Fine Writing Supplies, Alehorn, Motor City Axe,
Bearded Geek Crafts, Black Island Leather, and more.
Sign up for 1 month, 3 months, or a 1 year subscription. Cancel anytime.
But be quick, because only 1,000 worthy individuals will be able to get a card at a time.
Beardstruggle.com. Do what's right for your beard. Do what's right for your face.
Sort your fucking beard out.
The subject of today's episode is a device that could coax even the most hardened recreant to confess and convert. A non-lethal instrument that would be used in between rounds of torment, and even overnight to give those accused of heresy a reminder to always look to the heavens. Consisting of a leather collar and a piece of sharpened steel, this device was used on everyone from apostates during the Inquisition of Spain to suspected witches of Salem. And we'll cover it all on what could very well be our first mini-sode. Today, we give you The Heretic's Fork. I'm Kevin Young.
And I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now, what it was isn't it. And what it is seems weird and scary to me. And it'll happen to you too.
It will. And this is torture.
I went way off kilter misquoting that. I tried. That's all that matters.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it, I love Abe Simpson. That's battling. I love Jasper too.
Well, Danny boy, how you been?
Good. Missing a few bits.
Yeah.
Good.
Fucking tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Very stressful time. Exhausted. Yeah, I was going to say, how are you? But I know the answer to that already.
Yeah, just at my wit's end.
Yeah. It's crazy out here, folks. Absolutely crazy. Yeah.
So we took a couple weeks off just because Dan and I have been busy as fuck. And we'll get more into that very end of the episode, what's going to come up later on. But we wanted to get some content out to you, and Dan was gracious enough to, your mother-in-law was gracious enough to let you use her kitchen.
Yep.
Just to get things set up so we can do a real short episode. And when I say this is, unless you've listened to the extended version, which we went on and on and on because we haven't been able to talk for a while, which you only get on our Patreons, this could be a short one. It's going to be, but that's all right.
I keep telling my wife, too, so it's all good.
Don't be disappointed. You know what you were getting when you got into it.
That's it. Under promise and over deliver, people.
It's probably not going to be that good anyway. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You said it was only two, and it's two and a half.
I know.
Well, I mean, I was really excited. All right, Dan, let's take you back to the 16th century Spain. Under the rule of the Roman Catholic Church, you have been accused of heresy and have since endured your first round of torture. Being able to hold out through whatever hell they had decided to put you through, most likely a doctor claiming you had been through enough for that day and to start again tomorrow, you are sent back to your cell to think about what you've done. You know, like a child.
You're grounded, mister.
You go to your room and you think about what you did. Oh, by the way, it's going to hurt. Instead of being placed in a corner or being ordered to lay in bed, you have your hands tied behind your back and then a collar put around your neck. Ooh, but not just any collar. No, this collar also has a special addition. A strip of metal with two ultra-sharp prongs on each end. One end placed just below the chin and the other placed on the soft skin just above the sternum, in the suprasternal notch, which is apparently what that's called.
I'm assuming they put like a little piece of sausage on one of them so you can...
You're always trying to get at it.
Yeah. It's like toddling a carrot over a donkey thing to make it walk. Yeah.
Just walks for days.
Yeah, sitting there going, it's like trying to get a piece of popcorn out of your tooth, you know, but it's like down there, it's like,
Yeah. But you're only trying to do it with your tongue. You don't want to stick your finger in your mouth.
Yeah.
Making it to where you can't lower your head, even a little, without piercing the very tender flesh above and below the throat. The words, "I renounce," etched into the leather of the collar. This would make it difficult to sit or lay down, and virtually impossible to sleep, leaving you to think long and hard through the night as to whether or not you should just give in and confess or convert. This was the torture of the Heretic's Fork.
And that's the episode. Good night, people.
That's it. Goodbye. We have a little bit left to go, but not a whole lot. Now, most historians would agree that this device first reared its ugly prongs in the early parts of the Spanish Inquisition, 15th century or so, but it would go on to be found in several places over the next few centuries all through Europe at various witch trials, of which there were many, and even over here in the 17th century in Salem, Massachusetts, at our very own and very famous witch trial. And if anything could get you to confess to eating toads and eyes of newt or sacrificing babies on an altar to Satan, it was the fork. Because it's just something that you would sit there all night with this thing just looking up at the heavens.
Yeah.
Nothing you could do.
Again,
can't lay down.
Broken record, simple, effective. No need for overcomplicated. If they walked in with that shit, I'd be like, yeah, I know what's coming. The same way they would if they walked in with a fucking hammer.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to put it somewhere. You're going to put it somewhere. It's going to fucking hurt.
Just stick it up the rectum, and then they stick you to another person. So then if you end up moving, you end up with bloody rectum blood all over everybody. And then you get like some form of disease.
Yeah.
And you're like a really fucked up human centipede-y thing.
We've talked about rectum blood before.
Then you have a little tug of war. Whoever comes out with their anus intact is the winner.
Yeah.
Clench.
Should I eat the cuttlefish and asparagus or the vanilla paste? Vanilla paste! Oh, fuck. Now, normally I would like to have a story or two of victims of a device or method. Some anecdotal tale of misery and woe to really punch home the terror of what people went through. Unfortunately, even though many historians and torture aficionados like to claim that the Heretic's Fork was used for hundreds of years in the whole of civilized Western society, through all of my research of reputable sources and all their research of other supposed reputable sources, I wasn't able to find any actual documented proof that the fork was ever used on anyone at any time.
Then like why don't you check unreputable sources then? Or ill-reputable sources.
There are a few YouTube videos that I would consider that I watched. I was like, these people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But
the Heretic Fork was actually typically used for making salad.
See, what you
That's
do,
the
you
real torture.
Off, and then you put it back. It was magnetized. But like we discussed with our Head Crusher episode, they kept pretty detailed minute-by-minute logs of torture sessions. And through all of it, neither during the Inquisition or any of the witch trials, was there ever even a footnote of the fork being used. Hmm. Now, it does say that sometimes the fork would be used after the original confession to keep the prisoner quiet and to really hit home the importance of telling the confession again in front of a judge or a panel, because it was the law that anyone that confessed during torture then also had to confess a second time while not under the process of threat of extreme pain. And if this was true, then most likely they wouldn't keep a record of it because the torture was technically over. Like, we tortured you, and they would split up the torture into different days. It's like, well, this isn't a different torture. This is the same torture carried on from yesterday. The doctor just said that we needed to stop for now, because a lot of times there were doctors there present to make sure that the person wasn't getting completely torn in half before they could give it a confession. You know, you gotta stay in one piece so you can confess, so they could then tear you into pieces.
They're sitting there with like my Microsoft Excel 1654, you know, ye old Excel spreadsheet, color coded. Yes. To when this guy was tortured and all this load of shit. It's obviously why it was invented. Ye. The macros aren't working on this. Copy and paste. I'm trying to copy and paste his name across.
Hold on. How do you fill more than one cell at a time? Yeah. I'm doing Control C, Control V. That's not working. Every time I click on this one, it just makes it bigger. Damn it. I think they have mouse pads now that have all those shortcuts on them that you can get just so you can look over at your mouse.
Really?
But then you got to move your mouse to look at your mouse pad. Doesn't make any sense. But anyway, they would so they'd take one torture session and they'd split it into two or three. And in between those torture sessions, they would put the heretic's fork on you.
Just to torture matinee.
Like a little interlude.
Yeah. So go to the lobby, get ourselves some snacks. That's where the fork came from. Some fucker brought it back in for the lobby.
There you go. It's all going to the lobby. And oh my God! I guess there's a chance that they wouldn't put on there. Like, I doubt that they would be like, takes man off of wreck, rechains him, takes him to his jail cell, leaves him there overnight. More likely, they probably weren't doing a lot of documentation once they got back to the cell. Hmm. So there is a very good chance that these things were used.
Or, you know. Or this is around the same time post-it notes were invented. And they're writing them on the post-it notes. And nobody ever knows where you fucking left the post-it note.
You just can't remember
so
where you left it.
He stuck it on the wall and then it just fell off. They moved house and it was never seen again.
Sticky stuff's never sticky enough.
No.
Yeah. Who knows? That's why you get the hot, like, pink colored ones. That way, if it falls, you can still see it. You know, get the yellow or whatever, because they're harder to see.
Ooh. Ooh, anyway, excuse me.
Plus, I'm not 100% certain how diligent they were about keeping records during witch trials. So it is possible that it was used then, but none of the survivors of the witch trials ever came forward and told about the heretic's fork being used on them personally, at least none that I could find. Because believe it or not, not everybody who went to trial during the witch trials, whether it be Europe or America, was murdered, was hanged, or burned. Some people were found innocent, believe it or not. And of those, there's a good possibility that they were too scared to come out and say what was done to them.
You didn't have the power of social media back then to start like a hashtag MeToo witch trials.
That's
movement.
True. Yeah. I think they only had MySpace at that time and nobody, and people were just more worried about what playlist they had in the background than what was actually
going on. Everybody's just worried about that Tom guy staring at them the whole time.
Tom. Did you hear he sold it for like so many millions of dollars? Now he's out just doing photography and here I am with a fucking heretic's fork in my neck.
Yeah. Goddamn that Tom guy.
Yeah. I couldn't really find any actual evidence of this thing being used for any actual reason. Now you could still buy them. Blacksmiths will make them and they sell them. And it is, of course, as most torture devices do, has ended up as a BDSM toy. which To each their own, as we have said. You do whatever it is you want to do. The only thing I can really find that's even close to it being used today, apparently certain guards or military in Asian cultures, which I believe it's specifically Chinese and North Korean, they will put needles in the collar of their uniform to keep them from lowering their head,
right?
To keep them upright and straight. That's about the only thing I could really think that I could find that is, well, you know.
It's funny because you look at it, it nearly looks like it could have been a part of a ye old horse bridle or something like that. You know what I mean? Like it's, yeah, I don't know. It's funny.
And if you were thinking, if you did have this on and you were thinking, well, I don't want to have to go through torture, I'm not going to convert or confess, I'm just going to end it now, and you would lower your head down real hard to try to just pierce it, they had these things, not always, but usually made specifically, so even if you did that, you wouldn't die right away. If you did end up dying from it, if you could suffer the pain of actually doing that to yourself, it would be a slow, agonizing death from just bleeding and infection.
Yeah.
So you would probably still be alive the next day to go through the rest of your torture before you died of infection. Because of the way it sits on the collar, you're not going to get your jugular. You know, you're not going to hit any major artery or vein unless you're body's made up a little weird. It's not gonna go through your esophagus or your trachea.
You're
just
giving yourself a really bad piercing.
Yeah, you're just gonna hurt a lot. So the thought of I'll just end it myself, because I looked that up too. It didn't really happen. But who knows if it was used at all. There's a good possibility that this is just another in a long line of torture devices that was created much later than what they say it was and was never actually used. But I like to think,
surprising. Yeah,
I like to think that it was used quite often.
It's one of those things as well that you kind of think, like, if it's sitting here like this,
yeah,
it obviously has a certain amount of pressure on it against you already, so that you can't just feel like you can be relaxed enough to just tilt your head back a little bit further to try and sleep, because you're naturally going to tilt your head forward at some stage. Yeah. You know,
we did have your hands tied behind your back, so laying down wasn't the most comfortable. And even if you sit, it's hard to like keep your head up like that and sit and do a whole lot. I mean, I'm sure people found certain ways around it. If
converting,
it was real, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it, yeah.
Yeah,
praise Allah or God or Jesus or whatever. What the fuck you want? I don't give a shit. Start singing Amazing Grace or something. Yeah, I'm completely converted. Take this fucking thing off me already.
Totes converted.
Totes. Totes converted. That's good.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Maybe you've been thinking about therapy. You realize a therapist could help you work things out, but I can't afford it. Therapy is expensive.
Talkspace is different. Talkspace is one of only a few online mental health providers that takes insurance. Average copays are only $15.
I can afford $15.
And most insured members pay nothing.
Nothing? No copays at all? With insurance, I could see a therapist and I might not have to pay anything out of pocket?
That's right. Nothing should stand in your way of getting support from a caring, licensed therapist. And if you don't have insurance, no problem. You can pay out of pocket for a lower cost than in-person therapy. And because you meet your therapist online, you can schedule appointments for whenever and wherever it's most comfortable for you.
Wow, I'm feeling better already.
You can pay for Talkspace with insurance or get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
But that's pretty much all I got. Like I said, real quick, mini-sode, just to get some content out there for you torturinos. Still not sure if that's what we should call you, but...
Torturites.
The torturites. Like deadites, but torturites.
Yeah.
Torturinos.
I was thinking like acolytes. Like, yeah, well, I guess can't take it. Yeah, APA. Good
yeah.
APA.
Oh, did you see the fucking video that Undertaker made with Kane and Trump?
No.
Just my entire childhood is gone now.
Already?
Yeah. Well, he had him on his little 6 foot under podcast or whatever. Him and Kane interviewed Trump. And then they do this video because Batista came out with a thing calling Trump a Weasley piece of shit, just a fucking pussy. And
he's not wrong. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, true. And he was endorsing Kamala. So Undertaker does this thing where they're sitting there together and he's like, you could vote. You could go with The Undertaker, Kane, and President Trump, or you could go with Dave Bautista, Kamala Harris, and Tim Walz. Make the right choice. And it's like, God damn it. Why? Just... Like, I know what side of the aisle he's always been on, and that's, you know, fine, whatever, but there's a limit, man. And the fact that Stone Cold came out and he's like giving praise to Batista for what he's like, yeah, speak it, man.
I love Stone Cold.
Yeah, that makes me happy, but oh god.
I found the video here. It's 16 seconds long. Hold on a second. His thing is, I'm a you know me, I'm a huge Kane fan.
Yeah.
Again, don't agree with his politics, but hell, I don't have to agree with any of their fucking politics.
Yeah.
It should be an easy choice. Fuck off. It should be an easy choice.
Oh, my son was over here for his birthday party over the weekend. And we're sitting, we haven't talked in a long time. He hasn't come over in a long time. Just, you know, whatever. And we're sitting there just chit-chatting. He goes, who are you voting for? I was like, I will be voting for Kamala Harris. And I look over at him and he goes, thank God. He's like, everybody on my mom's side, everybody in my house, they're all like voting for Trump and they all love Trump. I hate Trump.
He seems to go.
I was like, you do?
Shoulder.
He's like, yeah, he's mean. And I don't like it's like, well, I get it. Like, I'm not going to stand here and say you should hate anybody, bud, but I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from.
I'm not so even in their country, and I fucking hate the guy. You know, it's...
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's world renowned for just being a complete douche.
Look, the only good thing is if he does get in, people will stop eating dogs. That's the most important thing. Can't be eating dogs, people. They'll be eating your dogs. Don't let all those foreigners
eat all your dogs.
God forbid. Foreign people step foot on American soil. The likes have never happened before.
No.
And God forbid if it happened. Because
it's never happened.
It's the only people that have ever been there are true blooded, 100% authentic, never come from anywhere else on the globe, Americans.
God damn right.
Yeah.
Well, I was born here and I was raised here. This is where I'm from. I know. And then those same people find out that, you know, they do Ancestry.com or something, and they find out that they're like 0.01% Congolese or something, and it just blows their whole mind.
Yep.
I'm not Congolese.
I ain't got none of that black in me. What you talking
about? The only black I got in me is a gap between my twofers.
I'm as American as apple pie. Well, apple pie is originally from Germany, sir. I don't care.
We perfected
it. We took it. We made it bigger. We put Jesus in that motherfucking pie.
This is American as Chinese food.
Yeah. American as Tex-Mex.
Dan, do you have any pop culture?
No, not really. There's a couple of things I want to say kind of named after Heretic's Fork. Like just a video game called Heretic's Fork. I had looked up Heretic Fork torture movies, and it keeps coming. There's an episode of that. Remember that TV show V? The reboot of that, which are one of the really hot one from Firefly and shit. She was in that, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but y'all know who I'm talking about. Marina Baccarin, whatever her name is, yeah. That's kind of it. I've seen... I could have sworn I saw something that was like maybe in one of like the Riddick movies or something like that, like where I've seen it's not that specifically, but a play on that being used and things, you know. Could have sworn I've seen it before, but unless
there is an episode, I don't know if you know the show Salem. I don't know if you ever heard of that or seen it, but it's a fictional retelling of like the Salem witch trials and stuff like that. It's actually really good. The witches are real in that one. But there is an episode of Salem where...
No, Kevin, they're actors. Kevin, they're not real.
No, they're witches.
All right, okay.
How do they make all the stuff happen?
Yeah, they do the spells.
there is where Cotton Mathers, who's played by Steve... Was it Lang? Is that his name? I think that's his name. He uses a Heretic's Fork on... one of the women he is interrogating.
Oh, yeah, your man from...
He was an Avatar.
Plays the blind guy in Quiet or whatever. What's it? You know,
was it Don't...
Don't Speak? Is it Don't Speak?
Is that the name of it? Yeah, I think so. Mm. That's another movie I haven't been able to watch yet, but I hear it's really good. Avatar. Yeah. He was on that Terra Nova show, which I loved, and they took it off the fucking air, and I was pissed off about it, which is really good.
Oh, sorry, it's Don't Breathe. Yeah, Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe, yeah, Don't Breathe, that's it. Don't Speak is a...
Don't Speak is...
Is that a No Doubt song?
Don't Speak, I know just what you're thinking. Yeah. Stephen Lang is singing. That's what it is. Figured it out.
All right, anyway. Thank you to our patrons, Willow Quinn Fowler, Nevin, Sam, Bish, and Max. You can sign up as well at patreon.com/torturepod. 1 week of our cult leader tier for free. Connect with us on socials at torturepod. Email torturepod@gmail.com. Buy me a coffee. redbubble.com/people/torturepod for merch. All Pride merch profit donated to the Trevor Project. Rate review where you can. And thank you to our sponsors. Support us by supporting them. Now, this is usually where I give a hint for the next episode. But honestly, I have no idea.
Cool. Don't even know where we're going to get to record it either, because I'm going to be elbow deep in everything in the house.
Here's the thing. We might have to take another few weeks off. Dan and I still have a bunch of things that are on us right now. Dan, you know, the amount of hours that I am working is obnoxious, because that's the American way. You just work and work and work until you die, and then they shovel you off into a hole and they replace you with somebody else and pay them less money. And Dan is working on a move, working on house. He's got a lot of shit going on. So I'm not sure if there will be a new episode out in 2 weeks or not. We might have to do again where it's later. We will be back as soon as we possibly can. All right, this isn't like, oh, Dan and I are going to take a few weeks off and then you never hear from us again. We will be back.
100%.
Yeah, I would think at least by probably like the 24th of November, at least. I would hope that we could be... Well,
put it this way, I should have internet hooked up at a minimum in the next week to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I can take a couple of hours at some stage in a few weeks to do an episode.
Yeah, we hope, depending on the situation.
Yeah. So,
but if we're able to do an episode in a couple weeks, we'll kind of determine what we cover, because if we can, it's probably going to be another, maybe not this short of an episode, but another shorter episode. Cover something real quick. I do have some big series in mind coming up. That would be like three, maybe even four parters. But I don't want to jump right into that right now, because we got Christmas time true crime coming up, and I don't have to split a series to get that. And with that, we have something kind of special planned for that Christmas time true crime coming up. So we'll probably get into the bigger, longer stuff maybe after the beginning of the new year, maybe 2025. Got some other stuff coming down. Got a bunch of other podcasts I'm trying to work with, and maybe we get them. Some of them are pretty big. Get them to come on here. We go on there. Just some things in the works, but right now we just might have to take another couple weeks off so we can get our shit done, and then I can focus more on quality. Over just like, here's a 20-minute episode.
About a cooking utensil.
Eat up, minions. Enjoy it. This is all you get.
Next week, it's the arsehole's rolling pin. Dun, dun, dun.
The spoon of torment.
Yeah.
But no, we're obviously not done or anything. We're not going away. We just have to get our lives situated. That might take a...
Yeah, we're human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
I was going to say, there's this YouTuber guy that I follow, I'm big into racing and all this sort of stuff, right? And I felt really bad for the guy. I was watching him earlier on. I try and watch his live streams as much as I can, trying to catch up on all the stuff. He does all sim racing stuff, and he's a lovely guy. Seems like a really, really lovely guy, and really cares about, like, his... I'll say his fan base, whatever, like that, the group, like, it seems a really tight knit group. And God love him, the guy was dying today. Like, in the last few days, he was away for the weekend at some expo thing, and he came back having caught something. And every day I logged in, you could see him just going down, right?
And getting worse.
And I'm like, it's one of those things, like, the reason I say, like, I mean, we're human and we have shit going on that we need to sort out. Like, I mean, and he was like, oh no, I'm going to keep doing the stream because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he streamed for 8 hours. You know, and
really?
Yeah, and like, he's proper fucking workhorse, the guy, you know. And I said it to him in the stream as well. I was like, dude, calm the fuck down. You mean everybody here wants you to be healthy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you'll end up off for longer. And he's like, yeah, I'll probably end up off for longer as a result of it. But, like, you know, and it's like, you're human. Nobody's going to have an issue if you have to take a break, you know?
Oh, well. you're going to have all these people be like, just take some time. We'll be all right. We'll be here whenever you come back. But you got that one guy who's like, if you take one day off.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you. They're the people I wouldn't want following me anyway. You know what I mean? It's the people that you have to understand that, while we're here trying to build this and to build this, obviously, you know what I mean? We need to have consistency. We need to keep people following us and all that load of shit. And I can understand that breaks in that can sometimes hinder some of that. But at the same time, you know, it's sadly something that has to happen at times. You know?
Yeah.
Like I am going to try and refurbish my laptop so it can be more available to possibly do something like this on the fly without having to have all this shit.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so if I was able to use my laptop, we could have done it any time, really. You know, so...
Yeah, but you don't want to have to stop everything you're doing just to worry about when, you know, oh shit, I got to, you know, record today when you got all this other stuff going on. Mm. And I don't want to have to be like, oh, I have to wedge in a couple hours this week to work on writing and research and everything when I'm working so fucking much and doing so much family shit and doing all this other stuff that we got going on. It's like, sometimes you gotta take a step back and be like, all right, this has to go on the back burner for now. I got to take care of this shit, and then we will come back to it.
I have an idea for next episode.
Oh, do you?
Right, the UK-based listeners will know exactly what I'm talking about. The new bottle caps or lids for plastic drinks bottles, they are the most torturous fucking thing.
Are those the ones that won't come all the way off?
Yep. here you go. I'll show you right here. Here I am, twisting it.
Is that just environmental thing?
People don't recycle the lids most of the time along with the bottle.
Can't you just take the lid and just rip it off?
Yeah, you can, yeah. That's usually what I do. and this morning I covered my desk and work in Lucozade because I had one of the bottles, tried to put the lid on, didn't go on properly, didn't realize, knocked it over by accident, and... Lucozade everywhere.
Gotcha.
So I had an orange desk this morning. But, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I guess one of the proudest things about this over the past, you know, few seasons of the show is that what I'm most proud of is not the overall numbers, but the fact that we have listeners every day.
Mm. Yeah.
We can go all the way back to the middle of September of last year, and we've had at least several listeners a day, every single day, and over the past month or so of no episode, that has continued. So, you know, we love all you guys. Thank you so much for continuing to listening to the show. We have taken time off before. Usually it's on New Year's. Usually we take that time after Christmas through New Year's, come back middle of January. And to go about 2.5 years of doing this podcast and never having to take an additional, you know, time off for us, I see it as a win because most people who do podcasts for this long have taken.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Episodes. Yeah. So and it helps that we do episodes every 2 weeks instead of every week, but still, I don't think we're doing too terribly bad. But thank you, everybody. For listening,
and thank you for the patience.
Definitely gonna be back.
We've got
a bunch of shit still coming up, bunch of stuff that we're gonna cover. When we do get to the series that I'm hoping to get to, probably the beginning of the year, it is gonna be a gore fest. It is gonna be dark and bloody. So you're getting what you're paying for. Yeah. Well, as always, Dan. Any words of wisdom?
What I'll do is, I'll be nice and I'll do two today, seeing as we're having such a short episode. So I'll pick one, and then I'll get you to pick between one and four for another one. Because I have quite a few written down already in advance, you see.
Fair enough. So,
right. This is going to sound much worse than it is, but you wouldn't be listening to a torture podcast unless you had issues. So listen, right? When he crawls into bed with you and cuddles up, just cuddle him back. It helps him sleep. Asking him how he got into your house just ruins the moment.
I've heard that one, except it's when I cuddle into bed into bed with you. Cuddle me back. It helps me sleep. Don't ask.
Yeah, that's what I had found originally. Yeah, no, you just changed it because I didn't want to do it from as it was, if it was me.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I crawl into bed with you, cuddle me back.
Sam rolls over. Dan, how'd you get my house? Yeah. I told you not to ask. Yeah. Just hug me.
Sometime, man. That's how. Right, then. Throw me a number between one and four. Let's do this shit.
Three.
Oh, cool. I saw this as one of these little short things. I just thought, this is fucking brilliant. If you're ever in doubt about the possibility of world peace, just remember that over 100 years ago, 1,000 islands came together and managed to agree on just one single salad dressing.
Oh fuck, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. I kind of have reread that one a few times on just to get a little bit of a smile going. So I thought it was really
funny.
I enjoy
Thousand Island dressing. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, because I like a good Reuben. You see, so
yeah,
I got a really bad version of it, Thousand Island, there recently enough. I was like, nah, this is shit.
Well, yeah, it's like anything. You gotta get quality. Yeah. You gotta get the good stuff. Yeah, get the buy right fucking Best Choice brand. And
but this like wasn't. This is a quite reputable brand in terms of the sauces and all sorts. So it's Hellmann's. And the thing is, though, is I know like Hellmann's mayonnaise is kind of nearly, I want to say generic, but it's kind of middle of the road. But they've branched out now to do loads of different stuff, and they have like these really nice chili mayonnaise that nobody seems to be buying because I think they're just too hot for most people. But I'm like, give them to me, so they keep getting on special. But yeah, they branched out to doing like loads of different sauces and stuff, and most of them are shit. Just throwing it out there.
It's all mayonnaise based. This is ranch mayonnaise based. This is our new Italian vinaigrette. Mayonnaise based.
Yeah. They did like a Caesar dressing and stuff like that as well. They're all fucking shit. It's like, look, as if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, don't go try reinventing the fucking wheel.
Yeah, just stick with what you're good at.
Yeah, like you don't see fucking Ford Motor Company trying to get into making fucking fridge freezers. You know, like they're sticking to what they're good at.
They'd fuck up if they did. Yeah.
I'd buy it if I had a picture of a horsey on it. Yeah. It's a little Mia Mustang.
This goes from 75 to 0 in 3.9 seconds. Degrees. All right. Well, I got one that I saw on social media the other day. The only B word you should ever call a woman is beautiful. Bitches love it when you call them beautiful.
Nice.
All right. And with that, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you.
Catch on the Benjays. Bye bye. Today's episode is brought to you by PodUp.com.
Let's be honest, whether you want to admit it or not, you've probably thought at some point to start a podcast. I mean, podcasts are fun. You and I have a good time on here, Dan.
Just get on, talk junk.
Yeah. I mean, it's some dark content. What we're talking about isn't necessarily fun, but we make it fun. We have a good time. And we would never even met each other if it wasn't for podcasts. So,
that's true. Podcasts and Canadians.
Podcasts and Canadians. Little D&D thrown in there. I mean, change your life.
Well, there are about 5 million podcasts out there, and around 90% of those stop after just 3 episodes. That's including about 1.8 million that stop before they even start, which we know a
thing or two about that, though, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah, we do, unfortunately.
Yeah. Quite a few still on the drawing room floor.
And of those that do get started and pass that 3-episode mark, about 90% of those don't get past 20 episodes. And there's a reason. Podcasting is hard. Well, successful podcasting is hard.
Yeah, it's not just sitting in front of a microphone and talking for an hour, even though sometimes that's what it is for me. It's recording, audio editing, video editing, social media, promotion, blah, 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 all the stuff that Kevin does.
And I do. And finding and paying for all the software to use can be just as big of a headache, not to mention expensive.
Well, with PodUp, you can have a one-stop shop for everything you need to take your podcast to the next level.
35 powerful modules with AI integration and one software, you can create, publish, grow, monetize, and manage your podcast with a simple, easy-to-use interface.
Everything from a site builder and recorder to editing for video and audio, live streams, blogs, and transcriptions.
Legal, newsletters, SEO.
Setting up shops, getting ads and sponsorships.
Managing your workflow, files, and even backing up your content.
Set up an account today and get 14 days free. And even schedule a demo with one of PodUp's podcasting experts to see how to start producing and monetizing your very own podcast.
And when you're ready, use our exclusive coupon code TORTURE15 for 15% off whichever package you decide to go with.
And if you're a professional that's even too busy for that, go to podallies.com.
Yeah, they're done for you podcast production and marketing service will take care of the dirty work for you.
Dirty. We're talking websites, social media, editing work, SEO, all done for you. So you can just focus on being the star of the show, like me, and getting on with your day, unlike Kevin, who has to do all the work.
That's why everybody comes, is for Dan. And this team of experts will use PodUp software to put your podcast on the map where it belongs. See, just they're using PodUp software. It's all one big circle. It's coming all, it's always coming back around.
Like an opposite of a square.
That's right.
So go to podup.com and podallies.com and use our coupon TORTURE15 for 15% off. That's TORTURE15 for 15% off.
Podup.com, the ultimate podcasting platform.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.